All right, it's 8:38 on this finally Friday morning. The ongoing challenge for the automotive industry is to make vehicles lighter and lighter. The auto industry has been on a diet. They're not making smaller vehicles, but they are making more lightweight vehicles. And General Motors is announcing today a really interesting innovation. They have new technology that they're using to develop efficient, lighter, alternative propulsion, zero emission vehicles. That is the goal. Joining us right now is the Director of Additive Design and Manufacturing for General Motors, Kevin Quinn. Kevin, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So this is a bit of a breakthrough. Tell us what the latest news is from GM.
Yeah, we're really excited to announce a partnership we've started with Bay Area-based software company Autodesk to really help us rethink how we design and develop our vehicles. Generative design is one of the software tools that they've brought to our company that uses cloud-based computing and artificial intelligence-based algorithms to really rapidly explore many different design options for our components of our vehicles that we just couldn't have thought of any other way without this technology.
That's pretty exciting. So this is something that you're going to be using right away, right?
Yeah, we've actually started quite a bit of work with the Autodesk team. One of our early development projects was a seat bracket. Currently on one of our current vehicles, it's 8 pieces. We've consolidated that part design with the generative design tools into one piece. We've made it 40% lighter and actually 20% stiffer and stronger at the same time.
You raise a good point, because it's exactly what I was going to ask about was, safety. That's, right on the heels of, lighter weight vehicles and better fuel efficiency comes the concern about safety. And it sounds like that's being addressed as well.
Yeah, for sure. Safety is obviously a top priority for us. Just because you can use this technology doesn't make it so you don't have to meet the requirements of the vehicle. So safety definitely is very important. And this technology not only gets you the light weighting, but also meets those very stringent performance requirements as well.
I mean, it sounds like it looks at every single component of the vehicle from top to bottom, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it may not be for every part and piece on our vehicle. We have over, on average, 30,000 components on our vehicles. But where do we get the biggest bang for the buck is kind of what we're focused on now from a lightweighting perspective. But also there's some benefits in terms of cost and maybe personalization, customization down the road as you start to bring in 3D printing into the story here as well.
Talk a little bit more about that. I'm intrigued and fascinated by 3D printing. Is that really going to be something that the automotive industry is ready to embrace?
Yeah, we really think it can be transformational for our industry. Not really new to General Motors or the industry. We've been using it for over 3 decades in terms of rapid prototyping, manufacturing, assembly tooling, and we'll continue to expand those usages. But we really feel there's an opportunity to get into more end-use production with 3D printing.
Fascinating stuff. Well, it's something that, as consumers, we're all interested in, fuel efficiency and, finding that these lighter weight vehicles really stand up to the challenge and can save us money as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting for us, and that's what it's all about. It's all about what the customer value we can drive. Hey, if you can get another mile per gallon in fuel economy or, 10, 20 more miles in range in an electric vehicle, that's what we want to deliver to our customers.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Kevin, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.